Well, another day, another report about the Farm Bill, but at least this one is bringing some possible good news. As National Cotton Council's Gary Adams says, we could see a bill ready for full committee as early as this weekend.
You know, as we look at where the process is, we've probably got at least reason to be as optimistic as ever in terms of them getting down to those final issues. And I do think there's an urgency there to try to get something out maybe by the 25th, 26th, or certainly by the 27th, so the House can perhaps address it before they go on their Republican retreat. If not then, though, I think there's hopefully things can come together by the first week of February. But it seems like we're getting close to the finish line.
Of course, that is just the next step in the multi-step process, as Adams notes.
It could be the early part of February before the final votes are taken. Hopefully, though, we'll at least see what the product is in late January and then try to get to a conclusion in early February.
As Adams does say, there is a renewed sense of urgency in order to avoid another budget fight.
They get into another budget cycle if we get too far into February, and that means there will be a new baseline. They'll have to go back and rescore it against that baseline, and anytime that score changes, then that would open things back up to have to go back and look at the policies that are in place. So there's, I think, right there a strong incentive to get it done while we're still working off of last year's baseline.
And, of course, when the Farm Bill is finally completed, then we'll start the education process. As one thing we are for sure of is the new farm legislation will contain significant changes from what growers are accustomed to working off of. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.